You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We were just talking a little bit about the Jets and their draft and what they're going to do. And there really hasn't been a lot of talk around the Jets draft just because I don't think a quarterback will be involved unless Shador drops, and just don't know what's going to be available at that point. And they're probably going to be drafting best available. So it's just not as much juice as the Giants. But Justin Fields did speak yesterday, and I'm not really understanding this, at least out of context, what he's talking about. When he was asked about the Jets drafting a quarterback, and he said, "I'm willing to teach, but I'm not really interested in rhetorical questions." Is that rhetorical questions from the media or rhetorical questions from the guy he's willing to teach?
It was from the media.
Yeah. Okay. The way I took it was they asked him, if the Jets draft a quarterback, are you willing to mentor him? I didn't hear the question, but this is how I took it.
Well, it's not rhetorical because there's been a lot of guys who have said, no, I don't want to mentor a guy.
Maybe, but I guess until they do draft a quarterback, there's no reason to answer the question is what he's saying. Like, it's a hypothetical right now. So he kind of answered it by saying, I'm willing to teach, but until they draft a quarterback, why have the conversation?
Yeah, and he's also a younger guy trying to restart his career.
Yeah.
You know, he's not one of these old-ass veterans that's in there for a year, and then they draft what they know is going to be the future. Like, if the Giants drafted a quarterback, you know that Russell Wilson is there for a year and could tell him what's up, and Jameis Winston the same thing. But, you know, Justin Fields, I mean, he's at a point where he's still competing to piece his career together.
I would think Justin Fields comes here thinking he is the starting quarterback, he will be the starting quarterback, and this is his job to lose. That's what I think.
Yeah. I mean, I remember two guys, Ben Roethlisberger said it, and I think it was with Mason Rudolph, actually, when he was drafted. And then Ryan Tannehill said it with Malik Willis.
That they were not interested.
Yeah, not going to.
That's a tough thing. Like, I get it competitively, you know, especially if you think you're the guy. Why do I have to mentor someone? I understand it to some degree, but that also doesn't look great team-wise. Like, if the idea is to go somewhere and the main objective is to win, that you would like to think that everybody would be in line for one common goal, but I do get it competitively. Like, it's a tough thing to, especially because, like you said, he's not a guy just hanging on where he's 34 looking for one more shot of glory. He's still relatively young. He was drafted very high, had a nice college career, and thinks he's going to be a good pro quarterback. Like, I could see how that's a difficult thing to kind of come to grips with, especially when you first get here and the first time you meet the media, they're asking you about drafting a quarterback.
Well, yeah. I mean, and think too, like, if you're a younger guy like that in Justin Fields and like, hey, this team wants me to start. You know, last year I started at a 4-2 record and then had to get benched for a veteran. This team signs me in free agency, wants me to start, and now I'm getting asked a question about mentoring a guy who would eventually take over this job. I mean, just think about that in any other job situation.
Right.
I know the NFL is totally different, and it's not apples to apples, but just from human nature, in any other job situation, that would piss somebody off.
Well, I could still make the case that he still needs to be mentored.
Yeah.
I mean, to some degree.
I agree.
You know, he's not a 30, you know, a 15-year vet in this league. He's still kind of finding his way, and maybe he hasn't been put in the best situations. I don't know. I know last year they won games. Whether he was good or not, hard to tell, but they were 4-2. And then it was just taken away from him for Russell Wilson. And then to the point where I'm sure he heard the noise too, when Wilson kind of struggled and the team was struggling down the stretch, all we heard was, is, are you going to put Justin Fields under center again? Is Justin Fields going to get a chance again? And that answer was no. He was not given an opportunity.
Yeah. And speaking of the Steelers quarterback situation, as Fields was there and Wilson was there, now both of them are here. I guess Aaron Rodgers did not announce that he was going to the Steelers on that Pat McAfee big night out last night at PPG Paints Arena. So
I heard Evan say that at some point, that that was...
mentioned it all last week, yeah, that there was that was a rumor that was going around.
So what was he there for then?
Who?
McAfee. To do a show?
Yeah, just to do a night show.
Oh, okay.
You know, and he just was he from Pittsburgh, sold a bunch of tickets, and just did a night show. I don't know what the show consisted of.
Got it.
I don't even know if it was broadcast, but I assume that that was the reason why we were waiting for Aaron Rodgers. It was like, that would have been a perfect night to do it.
Mm.
Would have been awesome.
And we could have ended this charade.
Like, yeah.
Let's go. Got it.
And now I'm like, maybe he is going to retire. If he has it. Unless there's some sort of weird contract thing that you can't announce it, or it's not official until a particular date because of a roster bonus kicking nonsense or something like that. But I don't know what the hell they would do.
Well, I did see that Sanders is apparently meeting with them. He either did yesterday or he is this week, that he will have a sit down with them, just like all these other teams will. I know, but they have to have a backup plan, because right now Mason Rudolph's it, right? They don't have a quarterback under contract.
That's it. So, when do the Steelers draft? Do you know?
Is it?
Hey, CBS Sports Network, while 13? You're still here and you're leaving us at 8:30, put up that that draft order quickly so I don't have to Google it.
I know
you guys have that right
there.
I
know
there
they were
the
in the playoffs, but I feel like they have a higher pick than you would think. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe they're drafting.
They'd probably have to trade up, right? You would think.
Yeah, I should know this because I feel like I've read it 9 times.
See, they're checked out over there at the network because they're leaving us. And
they're probably in communication with Augusta right now.
Yeah, they're just there. Oh, here we go. All right, they're not in the top 12.
Okay.
You got past the 12? You just got 12? They're 21st.
There you go.
Steelers are 21st. Well, Shador's not dropping to 21.
You wouldn't think, but I told you last week, I've seen a couple of mock drafts that have him going late first round. Now, I've also seen mock drafts that have him going number 2. So, well, that sounded strange. But you know what I'm saying. 2 to Cleveland.
Didn't even realize it. Like, even my sophomoric mind did not even pick up on that.
It was very strange.
Yeah.
There are some that have him going as high as 2 to the Browns, and some I've seen as low as late first round. So could he be there? Yeah. Could the Steelers trade up to get him? Sure. Why not?
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, Stephen Waldron, CBS Sports. You guys mailing it in because you're going off the air in about 20 minutes from now for Masters on the Range?
We're not mailing anything.
You're not mailing it in? Are you going to leave at 8:30?
8:35.
Stephen, will you be here tomorrow, or will you take your Friday off that you're prone to do?
No, I'll start doing that during the summer.
Okay, start doing these summer Fridays.
I'll be here.
All right, very good. Stephen, you're a big golf fan. Do you have a Masters pick you'd like to share with us?
I'm kind of rooting for Phil.
Okay. Well, I mean, but the rooting for is different than actually a pick. You know what I'm saying?
Ludwig Åberg.
Okay, there you go. All right, thank you very much. He's going Ludwig
Åberg.
Yeah, it's Åberg.
How about the fact, this hit me driving in this morning. I don't know why. So we are now about 6 weeks away from the kickoff to summer, 5 weeks away, basically, right? End of May?
Yeah. Eddie, 5 weeks away, 6 weeks away. What is
that?
Yeah.
That means we're about a year away from him walking away.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, I'd all of a sudden, as I was driving in, like, that becomes very real now.
I think it was very real when he announced
it. Yeah, but it was still ways away. When you get within a year of something.
Yeah, I mean, that's like farewell tour stuff.
Man, that's all of a sudden, like, we are going to celebrate Eddie, I think, Memorial Day weekend. And then next year, forget it. I mean, he's going to be drunk off his rear end doing car bombs with everybody.
Well, if we even do it next year, it wasn't a lock that we're doing it this year.
Oh, is this true?
Yeah.
Well, whatever.
And it's been severely changed, the whole format.
Well, that's fine. That's fun, but I don't know. It's all of a sudden, Eddie's future is diminishing right in front of our eyes.
Well, that would suck if they took it away for Eddie's retirement. That was the first year he didn't do it.
Why? We can do a virtual one like you did during the pandemic.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And we could have Mike Del Judas play Amazing Grace. And then we'll have Andrea Bocelli come in.
Is it really that big of a difference for this year, though?
Yeah, we're the only show going. Every other year used to be. Yeah, and it starts. I think that's a much bigger deal. It used to be the whole lineup, and it's just us.
Well, that was only the past couple of years. Yeah. You know, traditionally it was just us.
But okay.
No, that's not true. Even at Headliner, it was the whole afternoon was there right through the.
But for every year?
As far as I remember, yeah. As far as I remember. I remember staying with, because I would have to stay with Joe and Evan through 11, 12 o'clock. So I would think.
I thought the first few years it was just us, though.
I mean, how long you want to go back? I'm going back in the last, like, listen, I would say 7-8 years for sure.
It's only us. It starts an hour later, and then there's a post-show concert there that starts when we're done at 11 o'clock.
Which is very
cool. None of that's been done before. So, to me, it's different. I don't know. Is that not different?
I thought there was one year, wasn't there some other concert that was on at Headliner?
Maybe, but the other shows were going on at the same time.
Correct.
So
I went in and did a poker event while Joe and Evan was on.
That I do remember.
Yes. And I think you're right. There was music being played opposite of Joe and Evan at the time, which didn't work out so great. Because I do remember.
Shut up.
I do.
What is this?
I remember coming out of the poker event, and they were just broadcasting to nobody. And everybody was over by the concert.
Yeah.
Go off to the stage left.
I think that's, it's an interesting one.
That was a bad one.
Yeah.
That was a bad one.
I don't know.
I do remember that.
It feels different to me. I mean, different to me enough where I want to
stay. 6 o'clock start, Al, not 5.
Yeah.
And then we'll be freezing this year at 4:30 getting set up.
Yeah. It'll be a little, I think that will help with the weather.
For sure, it has to.
The temperature.
Because I think 6:30 the sun's up. So by 6 o'clock, maybe you start to feel it a little bit. I mean, me and him are usually there by 4:15. It's cold.
What's TV going to do? Are they going to do Al and Jerry from 6 and cut you guys off at 10? Or are they going to adjust?
That's a great question. Stephen Waldron, CBS Sports. What are you going to do with that?
What was the question?
No, you're.
Who's going to win the Masters?
Having a different conversation. I didn't hear you.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. I mean, this is you're mailing it in. You're off the air in 16 minutes, and you're mailing it. You're not even listening to the show. All right. So, kickoff to summer, and the full details will come out of who's performing and all of this, and we'll be announcing it, and all the great sponsors that have aligned with us. But kickoff to summer this year, Al and Jerry will be starting at 6 o'clock. Boomer and Geo, 7 o'clock and going to 11 o'clock. So how are you guys going to handle that?
We'll be on at 7 with you guys.
And then going to 11?
Correct.
Okay.
So an extra hour of bull riding or something?
Yeah, so what's going to go on from 6 to 7?
Oh, I don't know yet.
Why wouldn't you just put Al and Jerry on?
1977 strongman competition.
78.
Yeah, exactly.
What is the aversion to Alan Jerry in a special circumstance here? This is not like it would be all the time. This is just one time, you know?
I don't think it's been discussed yet.
Oh, okay. So you just it hasn't been discussed yet, but you already made your decision on how you're going to handle it.
Well, we know we're going on at 7 regardless. If we come on before, it's still up in the air.
Got it. Oh, okay.
That would be overtime.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that would make it a longer day.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you going to be bopping around down there this year, or are you going to be back in the control room?
I will be bopping all over the place.
All right, well.
I'm excited to hear who the concert is.
Yeah. It's, I think it's a really good one. But I'm not sure. They haven't told me officially. I'm allowed to say.
So hold on to it. Just hold on to it.
Yep. There's contracts. There's all sorts of stuff. You don't want to say something, get everybody fired up. I do think, though, it's about time to start talking about it.
Yeah, we're, like we said, 5-6 weeks away.
I mean, a month out, we definitely should be talking about it.
No doubt.
100%.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.